So, Adora, what would you say are some of your sort of personal goals that you're hoping to achieve throughout your 40s?
It's very interesting. I actually want to retire at 45, 48.
Okay.
Wow.
You heard it here.
My husband heard it yesterday.
All right, we're seconds enough. Hello, and welcome to the 40s Formula, your go-to place for insightful discussions on navigating your 40s and thriving in this transformative decade.
We're your hosts, Amanda and Jasmine, two women that are passionate about exploring the challenges and adventures that come with turning 40 and what lies ahead. Adora Sarah is a dynamic working mum who expertly balances diverse roles as a mother, wife, daughter, a marketing professional, and a showbiz enthusiast. As the Director of Marketing for Guzmany Gomez Singapore, Adora has honed in on her years of experience in F&B and hospitality and marketing, branding and revenue management to grow the brand whilst coaching a young and inspiring team to become the leaders of tomorrow. In addition to her corporate life, you might have heard Adora on the radio for over a decade. Currently on Gold 905 in Singapore, she hosts her own weekend radio show. Her voice has also graced several events and projects as MC, host, and voiceover artist. Ensuring a balance in work, motherhood, and self-care, this dynamic working mum takes time to enjoy nature, jet set, and serve the community in her free time. With a year and a half to go, she cannot wait to embrace her fabulous 40 and the next decade. So Amanda and I were looking at the analytics for the 40s formula, and we noticed that although most of our listeners are in their 40s, we've actually got a growing number of listeners who are in the soon-to-be 40s category, including Adora Sarah, who is the Director of Marketing at GYG, and she is with us here today.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jasmine and Amanda.
Thank you. Our pleasure. You are soon to be turning into the 40s category. What sort of direction have you sort of seen with your personal goals and your perspective in life?
Right. Well, to be honest, I don't know what 40 will be like, right? I think we all don't, because you don't know until you're in it. One thing I do know is that I'm going in fully complete. As a mother, I've got healthy parents, a husband who is my best friend, a beautiful home that's going to be paid off in a couple of years. It's always great for Singaporeans. A few good friends who we can actually call if we get into any trouble. It's going to be really exciting because it's a decade of the unknown. You know, we're really going in with our eyes wide open. Oftentimes you read more about the 30s, the 50s, but very often, you actually don't find very much about the 40s.
Yeah, because we're all too busy.
There you go.
To be writing stuff.
I'm just going to go in with my eyes wide open. And of course, we've got friends who are in their 40s, right? My bosses are in their 40s. And when I see them write about their everyday life, whether on social media, whether on LinkedIn, most times it's really about their success. I've achieved this, you know, I've bought this, I'm looking at this timepiece, I want to travel in a certain class of business or, you know, first class to get to this destination. They are after these types of things as opposed to the meaning of life and what does it mean to them. So then I look at it and I ask myself, do they actually have downtime? Mm-hmm. You know, do they have a break? Are they just going at their successes every day? And it's very interesting, you know, when you ask individuals on my radio show, sometimes I ask them about what do you define success in your life? And the younger ones would say, oh, it's really achieving this and achieving that. The more senior ones, past 50, you know, they would tell you it's really about having that time with my wife, with my husband, traveling, making memories. And I resonate with that a lot.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So going into 40s really is that bridge between getting to that next decade after. And I've got a bit of a mindset on how I want to actually look at that.
I love that. I think that's such a unique perspective, don't you think?
Yeah.
How do you feel then about turning 40? Because I know that when I was 37, 38, 39. I was actually quite looking forward to it. I felt like things were starting to fall into place. How do you feel about this sort of next phase?
I am excited. I'm really excited. You know, I want to make it my own journey now that I've mentioned we're going in fully complete. I don't have to worry about, am I stable in my relationship? Do I have a job? How is my child doing? You know, because we have all of that. It's really just going into motion and bringing all of that together. Mm. So excited, really looking forward to everything. I don't know what's going to happen, right? And I just want to go in and with my eyes wide open to see what exactly is going to happen at 40.
Let's say we go back to 20. This was, you know, you're in your early 20s or you've just turned 20. If you were to put yourself back into that place, do you feel like you are or you're heading towards where you wanted to be? Or is it completely different for you now?
It's completely different, 100%. In fact, even at 38 now, I still have moments where I'm pinching myself. Like, is all of this real? Is everything that I have real? I'll tell you why. I grew up in a very conservative, local, Singaporean type of family. My mom's a lawyer. My dad's a chartered accountant. My uncles are CEOs. My cousins, they were all very successful, took after their parents. And then my parents had me. I was adopted at birth, and they had me, and I was the black sheep of the family. You know, I wasn't very strong in my academic performance. I prioritized my music a lot when I was growing up. I played in a rock band.
Wow.
My family didn't appreciate any of that. So most times when I come back with, let's say, O-levels, for instance, when I was 17, I came back with 32 points. And that to...
Which is what, piss poor?
Piss poor, okay. Shits to the shits. You know, I ran away from home for 2 days. Oh, I grew up on the streets, so I ran away from home for 2 days. I couldn't face my mom to tell her I got a D7 in English. And
which also is bad?
Which is
you got to translate for our American
piss
listeners.
Bad.
Okay. D7, guys.
D7. Well, it's F9.
Disaster.
Yeah, F9.
Is the worst,
and then it's
worst?
Like, yeah, and then it's F9, E8, and then D7.
Okay. Well, okay. They all sound bad.
It's bad. just bad. So then, you know, but actually now telling you guys that I have 32, I had 32 points actually gave me an aha moment to say that that's actually gotten me to where I am today. 32 points, couldn't face the parents. You know, I had it really bad. But that determined the next step of life, right? And that brought me to my 20s. I had to go down the private study route. So I did my diploma and my degree in 6 years part-time. I was working full-time. I was studying part-time. I did my radio. I did hosting. Started working really young just to be able to save money to fund my own education. And where I am today, I have no idea at that point in time where I'd be. Everybody thought I'd be a failure. I would have started a family at really young, have a baby really young. So it's amazing.
So if you were to let our listeners know what your life is like right now, I know you said that, you know, you're married, you've got a child, but how is it different from what everyone assumed you would be like?
It's a life filled with love. Right? It's a life filled with love. It's a life filled with a lot more positivity. It's a life filled less of the darkness. You know, when you had those dark days and everybody was just putting you down, coming out of that took a lot of strength, right? And I was able to actually help a lot of friends along the way. When we grew up on the streets, you know, we have a lot of friends who are also in the same kinds of situations. Some of them didn't have money. Some of them had a bit more money. How do we share? How do we, you know, make ends meet together, buy meals and just, you know, help do all of that together? So it fostered a lot of great relationships. You know, some of my oldest friends came from the streets today. And what does that mean? And we're all musicians, whether musicians or not. And to put our instruments aside, to spend time with the family. We just had a play date yesterday with my friend from the streets, and our sons are like best friends.
Aww.
You know, it means a lot. And I remember, his name is Kenny, I remember his last hug at our wedding. He hugged my husband, and that was taken on a picture. And he said, we will always be friends for life. And, you know, that child. And he doesn't know Jared from Adams. He's never met him till the wedding or maybe a couple of days before. And that kind of relationships actually mean a lot. You know, it's you, money can't buy these kinds of things.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
I must know what instrument you play.
The keyboard.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Cool.
So I'm behind. I'm not the singer. I don't, you know, hold the mic and you know, go all loud and everything. So I'm behind just tying the band together, making sure that everybody sounds great.
Yeah, keeping the beat. My dad's a bassist.
Oh,
so,
fantastic.
You know, similar thing. Everyone's like, oh, he must be a lead guitarist. I was like, he's actually not. He's a bassist.
I work best with the bassist.
Yeah, because you guys, you guys have the vibe.
Correct. Yes. Yep. Correct.
And I have no idea what you guys are talking about. But Adora, tell me about your current career. Like, you are the marketing director at GYG.
That's right.
Can you tell me how that came about? So from, obviously, your past experience, how did you fall into this role?
So I've been in restaurant marketing for the past 14 years. You know, I started at one of our competitors and started really young. And then really having a keen interest in marketing events. And I've been through various roles regionally, internationally. Came out of, over COVID, went into a couple of regional roles and realized that regional roles weren't for me 100%. They were really more of just putting notes up on a deck and expecting people to follow. So I really wanted to, I was brought up, you know, making things happen, wanting to make things happen. I mean, there's a strong desire to drive results and just making sure that your efforts actually come to life. So then I took a little bit of a break just earlier this year and I said, I resigned from the regional role and I said, I wanted to spend time with my son. We were in between helpers at that point in time, so it was a disaster at home. I couldn't travel for work, so I said, let me just spend some time. And then my boss comes to hear about this. There is this lady, she does marketing, we need marketing. And he calls me and he says, let's have a chat. So here we are today. Yeah. So what does it mean? One thing for sure, in the restaurant industry, change is every day. We need to be highly adaptable. We're talking about trends, new flavors, social media, guest expectations, and putting things together on a plate, how all these ideas, they change every day, you know. So it's really about making sure that we're able to adapt. And be highly adaptable. So I work with a great team. The brand is super strong. We're at 20 restaurants.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are blowing up. Yeah. Okay, one just opened in Vivo City, which for the listeners, this is a big mall in Singapore, and it is my lifeline.
Oh, that's great. That's great. We're going to open Great Wall City, you know, coming up in a couple of days. This week, this Friday.
Amazing.
It's Friday and Saturday, So that's,
will that be 21?
That's 20.
That is 20.
Year, okay. Close the year at 20.
Nice. Rocking it.
And then we've got a pipeline of new restaurants coming up for 25.
Yeah. We got to update our show notes. We're saying 18.
So, yes. Yeah, we're living that,
that was then. This is now.
20 now. Hey, Amanda, you know how much I love clean, home-cooked food? There's just something about knowing exactly what goes into your meal, right?
Yeah, but let's also be real. Sometimes it's just not possible to cook at home with our busy schedules.
I know, but that's why I've been loving Guzmini Gomez. They've taken fast food and they've made it healthy. You get fresh quality ingredients, all cooked from scratch, no processed stuff, just real food.
Oh, I love that so much. So even when I cannot cook at home, I don't have to compromise on eating clean.
Yep, and GYG offers everything from burritos, bowls, and salads packed with fresh veggies, lean meats, and wholesome grains, and no added preservatives or artificial flavors.
And the best part for me is that it is fast, so you're not stuck waiting forever for a healthy meal when you're already in a rush.
Yep, for me, I love that I can customize my own meal too. I'll have a burrito bowl, no rice, double protein. Yes, please.
Just head to your nearest GYG or order delivery with ease through their Instagram and social media platforms at no price markups. Trust me, it is the perfect solution when you want something quick, healthy, and delicious, because clean is the new healthy.
Sounds like a win to me. Now let's get back to the chat.
20 now. Work with a great team. The art is very interesting because the art of it is working with millennials, Gen Zs. How do we find the balance? How do we find the common ground? How do we speak the same language? I'm learning that every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you teach us? What's something you've learned about Gen Z? Because obviously you're millennial, right?
Yeah.
You're an elder. Yeah. Well, no, you're a middle millennial.
Yeah.
Right?
We're the elders. Yeah, we're the elders. Yeah.
Anywho, what's something that you've learned about communicating with Gen Z that, like, first of all, you can share with us, but also our listeners?
Yes, of course.
Help us out.
The first thing is they don't like to pick up the phone and call.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, to be fair, I don't either.
Oops. sometimes.
But yeah, okay.
They don't.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I've noticed that because I don't anytime I call you, I'm like, oh God, okay, I'll have to send you a voice note.
Gonna have to be a voice note or a text if you actually want a response. But yeah, the phone thing. But in business, obviously, this is a huge
impasse. And when you waste time on text a lot, you waste time on WhatsApp a lot. You know, so I always tell them, if you want to clarify something, pick up the phone. It takes 2 seconds. Yeah. My favorite line to the Gen Zs is, it only takes 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Yeah, I like
that. Yeah, don't dilly-dally.
Just pick up the phone, speak to someone. And our previous intern, she was 19 when she was working with us.
Okay, real Gen Z.
Real Gen Z. You know, she didn't understand what that meant. But after that, she actually was picking up the phone and doing it.
Wow.
You know, I didn't have to ask her. She said, oh, I called so-and-so, this is done. I called so-and-so, this is done. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry. And I said, don't you find that they need to learn? We need to lead by example and they need to learn.
I found out over the weekend that from a Gen Z, that tagging your location, so like say you're at GYG and you're eating your, you know, your burrito bowl and you tag GYG in a location sticker versus like in their actual account is the most millennial thing you can do. So I am learning that there's like social, even things that are social media norms are different between them
and us.
So like if they were to see that tag, they'd be like, ugh,
millennial.
So what the hell? But don't you want to know where my bowl is from? Anyway.
Actually, no, yeah, because I keep correcting it. Okay,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, like the location tag is uncool, so now I know.
Okay, so no more location tags.
No more location tags. Let it die.
Straight onto
that. But can you just, like, for example, just type in, tag in Singapore? You know, like...
They don't do that.
They don't do that.
No location tags.
They basically provide no info. This is what drives me crazy. Oh, wow. Yeah, they just do a screenshot of their life and then expect
and
everyone
then
to know.
And then everyone has to guess, right?
Because fill in the blanks.
Yeah. Okay.
We're learning. Absolutely.
So, Adora, what would you say are some of your sort of big career moves, personal goals that you're hoping to achieve, I guess, you know, throughout your 40s over the next 10 years?
It's very interesting. I actually want to retire at 45, 48.
Okay.
Wow.
You heard it here.
My husband heard it yesterday.
All right, we're second to know.
And I'll tell you why. We're talking about always staging ourselves for success, right? So my son's 3 years old. In 7 years, he's going to be 10. He's going to hit his PSLEs at 12. We're going to face different stresses. And why do you want to have a crazy job that requires so much of you and have this responsibility that you know that you are a part in molding someone's life? Mm-hmm. How are you going to balance that?
That's thing. Something's going to give.
Exactly.
Amanda, I think we need to let our listeners know that we don't just use the Meat Club because they're a sponsor of the show. They're a sponsor of the show because we love what they bring.
Oh, it is so true, Jasmine. It's been over a year with the Meat Club, and I can confidently say they have made cooking at home so much easier. Their grass-fed beef, organic chicken, and wild-caught seafood are the best quality you get in Singapore. And let's not forget, it's ethically sourced.
Yes, and beyond the quality, their subscription service is next level. When you subscribe, you'll unlock $140 worth of rewards, like on your second delivery, 2 exclusive Meat Club hats.
By your fourth delivery, a restaurant-grade chef's knife.
On your sixth delivery, a beautiful wooden chopping board.
And by your eighth delivery, a $30 voucher to use on your favorites. It's like they are rewarding you for making healthy choices for your family.
And it doesn't just stop there. The subscription model is perfect for busy families. Just click, set, and forget. Plus, you'll get up to 15% off your groceries with every subscription order. No last-minute dashes to the store.
The Meat Club really takes the taste of Australia and New Zealand right to your doorstep, making healthy living easy and stress-free.
And because you're part of the 40s Formula family, use code TFF12 for $12 off your first order with no minimum spend. Just visit themeatclub.com.sg to subscribe now.
And follow them on Instagram at themeatclubsg for exclusive content, cooking tips, and special offers. The Meat Club, rewarding families like yours with premium quality every single time.
Now, back to the chat.
So the joke over the weekend was, I aspire to retire at 45, 48 and be a call center manager. Just chill.
Love it.
Customer service.
Yep. You know, anonymous.
I don't know if that would be chill. I think that would just, like, really stress me out.
I mean, if you cared about it. That sounds terrible to say, but you know, if you just see it as a job where you just punch your card, not so
just
bad.
Punch in, punch out. People don't bother you after 6 o'clock. You go home, cook dinner, have time with your son, do all the homework.
There's no outstanding projects.
You know, it's just
enough money to go buy some shoes.
And the other piece was why, you know, at even now in my 30s and pushing into 40s, why do we need so much material?
Fair points.
You know, I always believe in experiences. You know, the little money that I make sometimes back in the day when as soon as I got $500, I'd buy an air ticket and I'd be on my way to some island. I'm always on a plane. My friends know that. Always on a plane. Told myself at this age, I want to save enough money. I want to try business class, you know, because and it's not about showing off the boarding pass, you know, or the Bellini. Yes. It's not about that. it's really about experiencing.
I've got a canvas in the kids' playroom which says the only thing you buy that makes you richer is travel, and I truly believe that. I feel like you know, it just makes you, it's the experiences which, you know, it's the stuff that money can't buy, I guess. I mean, it can, but, you know, like, you know, it depends on where you end up going because you do need money to be able to travel.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
And I love when you said, you know, $500 to fly to an island. And I want to clarify for our listeners, off of this island. An island different from this island.
Not to Sentosa Island.
Yes, Sentosa Island so much as in a different cool island.
Yes, yes.
So, Adoro, looking at your health, what would you say is important to you on sort of the health and wellness front? And have you made any changes over the last few years? Obviously, with your sort of lead up into the 40s now.
Yeah. Flexibility is the most important thing to me. I think without being able to be flexible, you know, we won't be able to stand up, do simple tasks, do simple chores, get around. You always find yourself in aches and pains. So flexibility is super important to me. One painful piece was after postpartum. I realized I had to retrain myself to even stand up steady. I was wobbling a lot. I realized that I was very weak in the legs. And 1 year in, what pissed me off even more was I couldn't do a bridge. You familiar with that?
Like so
I
from the floor?
Yeah, I couldn't put myself down. I couldn't lift myself because I had no strength here at all. So that was when I told myself, I've got to make a change. I went straight back into the studios, did my yoga, did Pilates, told my instructors exactly what I needed to train up on again and where I needed to build up that confidence again. And a couple of months later, I was able to do the bridge. And so that to me is super important because when you're able to just be flexible, you stretch, you're able to do something. You know, we're running around toys every day and the little ones every day. If you stretch and you twist something and you just stay in that position, that's going to hurt and that's going to be a prolonged injury, right? Yeah. So flexibility is super important to me. I wake up every morning and I stretch. I bug my husband to stretch.
Love that.
You know?
They need reminders.
Yeah, daily reminders as a wife. And I think stretching is super, super important. You don't have to do too much of it. You don't have to overdo it. But just really, really move the body and just make sure that we're all able to move the various parts.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not so good at the stretching side. Like I'll go to the gym and I'll sometimes skip the stretching. I know. And I know I've been thinking about it and I'm like, right, I need to incorporate either some yoga or some Pilates. So I'm trying to work out what would be more beneficial because there's a yoga studio and a Pilates studio right by where I live. And I need to figure it out because I know that it's a weakness of mine and I need to do something. But I know, like, you do hot yoga.
The
hot yoga studio near us has now closed. And I was like, damn it, I wanted to get back into that again. And I need to figure something out.
Yeah, I am a self-defined Bikram devotee, right? So not himself, by the way, for our listeners. Like, I absolutely cannot stand the man. Ugh. Hate mentioning the name, but it clarifies the style of yoga that I do because I have scoliosis. And the spine strengthening series in the 26 pose series is medicinal for me. And that has made me injury-free. I'm a CrossFitter.
Right.
And I have never had an injury.
Amazing.
And I've been doing CrossFit since 2009.
Amazing.
And especially through through three babies, postpartums, all of it. I've CrossFitted through all of it. Never had a problem because I'm flexible.
Amazing.
And I'm mobile. And I think I absolutely credit hot yoga for that. Again, many styles of yoga and Pilates that rock. But if I could answer your question really quickly, you know, since we're all sitting here as three gals, I do think that Pilates is essential for understanding how to activate your deep core muscles.
Right?
So for any woman who has had children, if you struggle with that core activation, with kind of turning in your corset muscles, if you will, wonderful. It also teaches you about posture and alignment. And again, not to say yoga doesn't, but I think Pilates is exceptional at that. And then yoga, I think, is amazing for kind of the mind-body connection.
Right.
It teaches you how to use your breath to control. And Pilates does that to an element as well, but different modalities. And I think yoga is really great for range of motion around the joint. Right?
So I think that's probably more what I need.
I think they're both amazing. And I think the fact that you're doing both, you're probably unbreakable now.
No, we have to do it. We have to make the effort. Yeah. Another thing I would add to that is after COVID especially, and then the baby came, you have this thing, this knot on your neck.
Oh, yeah.
So I call it the pump, right? Because I was a pumper, right? So it's like from being in that position.
Right. Yeah. How do we get rid of that? You know, I had to incorporate. So all of it really involved a lot of learning and, just being on the right track.
Aside from Pilates and yoga, are there any other types of habits or rituals that you've incorporated? I mean, this could be anything from just, you know, taking time out in the morning to have a cup of coffee on your own, which is basically what I do.
Like, I'm telling you my ritual. Here it is.
My ritual is to book air tickets as often as you need
I need to get onto that ritual.
Yeah.
And you're because, right. Because traveling, and I've been traveling independently, I don't need a partner to travel with me. You know, I've realized, I've mastered how to travel yourself. You really learn so much about yourself. Mm. You really learn to trust yourself so much more. You know your strengths, your weaknesses, and how this partner, whoever he or she might be, would be able to compliment you. So I learned so much about that traveling myself from the, you know, whether it was islands, whether it was cities, and you realize that there are so many places that you want to explore, cultures, food. So spontaneous travel is something I advocate strongly.
I need to get on that.
Do you ever spontaneous travel with your three-year-old?
Planning on that.
Okay.
Yes, planning on that.
I'm planning my spontaneity.
Planning on that. It's quite interesting because, so my husband flies for Singapore Airlines. So he's a cabin crew.
Wow.
Yeah, for 17 years. And so now that Noah's growing up, I'm just planning. And he's a bit more, you know, I know how to handle him on a flight. We're just looking at the rosters and where can we fit in? Where can we jump in?
Yeah. At what age can they get an upgrade? Because I know for Virgin, you have to be 10 to get into their business class.
You can actually upgrade them from as long as they have a KrisFlyer account. So I think it's like two. 2 years old, yeah.
Nice. SIA, you know, come on as a sponsor anytime.
Is there anything you're planning on prioritizing as you move into your 40s that you haven't done so far?
Yeah. Spending time with my husband, spending more time with my husband. It was really, really interesting. And so I did a show over the weekend. I did my radio show over the weekend and I was covering 30 essential tips to have a successful longevity, let's say. And this is tips that are refreshed as of September from longevity researchers. Mm-hmm. So they said, ask yourself one question. Who is the one person that you want to spend the last moments of your life with? Of course, as a wife, it's my husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My child would have his own life at the point in time, right? When you identify that person, you start spending time with that person now. Don't wait till then.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Yeah. That's actually giving me goosebumps, like you saying that. And I'm like, God, I need to somehow incorporate that as well. I think that's so important. Because you do forget, don't you? As a mother, you forget because
everything's
you put
on your kids.
Yeah, and you forget, you know, when you're working because you've got to get your work and stuff done. So I need to get my husband to listen to this bit.
I was listening to a podcast once. It was a happiness podcast. Anywho, he was saying that you only experience this painful empty nester syndrome, you know, when your kids move out of the house, if you don't like the other bird in your nest.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Because your nest is not empty.
That is scary.
Your nest is actually you and your partner.
Yeah.
Right? And if you get really depressed when your kids go, it's because you don't really like that other bird. So put in some tweets with the bird before it's too late.
It's interesting because I guess even like when it comes to, say, traveling, I've got friends who always say they actually prefer to go on holiday with other groups, other people. And it's weird because I feel like sometimes with I feel like the way my husband and I are and the way we are with our family, sometimes we prefer not to be with other people because it ruins your way of doing yes. things. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like, well, that probably indicates that we're quite comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe some other people are not as so comfortable with
yeah, that they're like, please, come with us. Yeah. That'll be our, well, you know, our next podcast time. Is Relationship Expert, oh, yeah? So yeah. We'll get on to that.
What would you say you're the most excited about sort of over, other than retiring at 45,
yeah.
over the next sort of decade or yeah. so, what are you most excited about?
Man, retiring at 45.
Yeah, that yeah. is exciting.
You know, I mean, I think that, I mean, is, honestly, that is a goal.
That is a goal.
You know, and it really allows you to plan out how you're going to do that. Yeah. It's not about how much you have in your bank, really. You don't need 500 Gs to retire. Mm. You know, 500,000, 1 mil. You don't need to. Retiring doesn't mean, or maybe not retiring, maybe slowing down, right? Because you still want to work. You still have to work the right brain just to make sure that we don't, you know, fall into potential cases of stroke and these types of things. But just really making the time to spend with your family, yourself, and just focusing on yourself again and making that the successful decade.
And I feel like that is is ideal. Like, what more to look forward to than, yeah. you know, retirement?
Yeah,
soon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've got a question that we tend to ask all of our guests, and that is, what's your 40s formula? But obviously, you haven't quite hit that yet. So what would you say is your pre-40s formula? If you were to summarize, you know, some points that could help our audience really make the most of their transition into the 40s, what would you say that is?
Wow, it's a great question. Normal people will say eat well, sleep well, you know, eat the right foods. I'm not going to bore you with that. I'm going to say open your laptops, book an air ticket as and when you can, travel as much as you can, create memories because that will help with your well-being. And when you are happy, you will realize that you will love everyone around you a whole lot better when you make time, when you love yourself first. So that's number one. Pre-40s formula. Number two is make sure that you are always learning. I think we can never stop learning. Always learning, always giving back, and just making sure that, you know, you build healthy relationships. Easy.
Love it.
Love and learn.
Keep that brain stimulated.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us on the 40s formula today, Adora. It has been absolutely wonderful. And wishing you all the best for the, you know,
the upcoming retirement.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have you back on when you're a 46-year-old retiree. Okay.
We will celebrate.
Oh, for sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure.
Want more from the 40s formula? Every Friday, we'll be sending our 4Play Friday newsletter direct to your inbox with 4 hot topics, tips, and trends personally curated by Jasmine and Amanda.
All you need to do is visit the40sformula.com and sign up with your email address. That's the fortiesformula.com. This is Paul, our editor.
He's a 25-year-old unmarried Singaporean guy listening to the ramblings of 12 older women on everything from menopause to weightlifting to sex. So, Paul, what's your thoughts on today's conversation?
I love UIG, yay, with all the burrito wraps and sauces and all. And also I'm a musician too, Adora, so yay! Keys player. But anyway, fun stuff and hopefully for more to come in the future for you guys. So, see ya.
Guys, you know how much we love coffee. And if you want to show us some love, you know you can get us one.
Just visit buymeacoffee.com/the40sformula. Cheers. Before we go, please remember to hit subscribe and take a moment to support the 40s Formula by leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform.
Your reviews will help us to reach more people and allow us to continue to bring valuable content. It should only take a moment, and it's a free way for you to support the show.
You can also stay updated with the 40s Formula by following us on Instagram at the 40s Formula, all one word. We share behind-the-scenes insights, episode updates, and much more, so please be sure to hit that follow button.
We appreciate your time and support. Thank you for being part of this community, and we'll be back next week for more empowering conversations with inspiring guests.
Bye. Bye.
this morning. It was raining. I had to get Noah in the car to go to school and all that. So I just made sure I was on time.
Yeah. No, I had...
Yeah, breakfast later.
So yesterday, because of the way that we came in, we've got like a sheltered area where we normally park the car.
Right.
And then the side bit. But my husband decided to park on the side because he thought it'd be easier to get his brother in case we needed to go to the hospital.
Sure.
You know. And so this morning when I woke up, obviously it's pissing it down, but there's no shelter.
Oh, God.
And then I've got all this stuff I need to put into the car.
Yes.
Plus I've got some stuff in the car for you from Akizi, which I didn't bring up, but I bought into the car because I couldn't carry it. And I was just like, oh, so difficult. And then obviously trying to get the kids in and then getting to school. And then it took half an hour to get from the kids' school to like the first exit on the motorway. I was like, geez, I'm going to be so late. Because there was, obviously, you know, like when it's raining.
Yeah. Everything's like just snail pace.
Should have just gone the other way. You know, when you make that decision, right? Do I go no turning motorway?
Back. Yes. Or do I, it was, especially when it was you're on the KPE. Yeah. Yes. No turning back.
You're just
ours is the PIE and this is like Bukit Batok. Like,
That is far.
No, we lucked out today because Tyler had to get to Changi for something. So he was like able to drop me here this morning. Perfect. So I was actually here quite early.
That's great.